أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإن كادوا ليستفزونك من الأرض ليخرجوك منها وإذا لا يلبثون خلافك إلا قليلا سنة من قد أرسلنا قبلك من رسلنا ولا تجد لسنتنا تحويلا صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 76 and 77 of Surah Bani Israel. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala referred to a demand that the Quraysh made to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to changing the ayat and the verses of the Quran Sharif. Here in this ayah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about another demand or another incident that took place in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is their planning and their plotting to expel Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Makkah Mukarramah. And of course, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrah, but it was by the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What would be the consequences and what were the consequences of the Quraysh that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala discusses? So up front, before the incidents took place, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had already consoled our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala says, وَإِن كَادُوا لَيَسْتَفِزُّونَكَ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ, that soon they will scare you to remove you from this land, لِيُخْرِجُوكَ مِنْهَا, so that they will expel you from this land. They are going to create the situation, they are going to create the environment in which it will not be conducive for you to live in Makkah Mukarramah. They will make life very difficult for you. And of course, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seen that the people of Makkah are not going to accept Iman and Islam at his hands, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Ta'if. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came back from Ta'if, whatever happened there happened, then he could not enter Makkah Mukarramah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to enter under the protection of someone, and that is one very, very important factor that showed now they made life absolutely difficult for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِذَا لَا يَلْبَثُونَ خِلَافَكَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, at that time when that happens, then they will also not remain behind you in Makkah but for a very short while. So what had happened? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the command of Allah Ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam undertook the hijrah. He goes to Medina Munawwara, and then just some months after that, the first year of the hijrah passes, the second year of the hijrah, the month of Ramadan, the battle of Badr takes place. In that period of time when Badr took place, we know that 70 of the great leaders of Makkah, the senior leaders, were all passed away, they all died, and that became very difficult for the people of Makkah. Obviously then the battle of Uhud took place, and then thereafter the battle of Khandaq, Ahzab, the battle of Trench took place in the fifth year of the hijrah. After Khandaq took place, after the battle of Trench took place, now life became difficult for the people of Makkah. Few years before that they lost their leaders, and now what happens is that financially they became drained. When they became financially drained, then that is why in the 60 of the hijrah they signed the treaty with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the treaty of Hudaybiyah. If they were strong, there was no need for them to have signed any treaty with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then in the 8th year of the hijrah, Fateh Makkah, the conquest of Makkah took place. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala showed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that they scare you, they will create the situation in which it will become very difficult for you to stay in Makkah. Your mission of da'wat will become difficult, but all of that will take place. But they will also not remain in Makkah as the leaders of Makkah, as they had all the years showing out their wealth and showing out the social status, etc. Sunnata man qad arsalna qablaka min rusulina. The system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala regards man qad arsalna min qablik, regarding those anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent before you, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَلَا تَجِدُ لِسُنَّتِنَا تَحْوِيلًا. And you will find no variation, you will find no change in the system and in the modus operandi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In other words, this is how it would happen. They remove the Nabi of Allah, they will not have the governance, they will not have the leadership forever and ever. That will also come to an end, and we see how Allah ta'ala done it in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا